and welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides, and our topic this week is holidays are holy. This is our topic this week because the holidays are upon you now, and we see often how you forget the holiness, the sacredness of this time of year. We do not mean anything religious here. We are talking about something that is sacred and precious to your heart. This reminder is for you when you begin to feel yourself getting outside of yourself, rushing here and there, over planning, feeling the energetic frenzy and oftentimes chaos of this time of year, which is so counter to the meaning of these holidays. Check yourself, if you will, as these holidays are upon you now. Are you feeling anxious, concerned, worried, unable to cope with what you feel like is a tidal wave of activity and demands upon you and perhaps upon your family? These layers of heaviness, of requirements and demands, are not from God. They are not what the holidays mean. Holy days, contemplation days, reflection days, gratitude days, tender days. They are about your heart and your heart's desire. So think about this. As these holidays are here, sit quietly for a moment and quiet all of the voices that are hollering at you to do this, to do that, to get in advance of the curve, to fight the traffic, all of those things that take you away from yourself, from your heart. What is your heart's desire for these holidays? This is where you find holiness. It is not about being Jesus Christ or Buddha. It is not about getting above the human experience and leaving it behind. It is about bringing God into the third dimension, into this earth realm. God's qualities and presence are kind, loving, abundant, generous, compassionate. All of the things that quiet you and keep you safe during these times. And when we say safe, we mean keeping you from getting whipped up beside yourself in a frenzy trying to do all kinds of outer things that may not be meaningful to your heart. What matters to you this holiday season? Is it to have a warm and kind and loving and joy-filled and laughter-filled home? Then stay with this. And if anything pulls you off of this, desire and wish from your heart, come back to your heart and acknowledge that this energy, which it truly is, whatever is calling you off of your heart's desire, this energy is not allowed in your reality during this holiday time. It may mean that you do things differently this year, because we do see that traditions land heavily on you and your families. And so sometimes you go into almost a robotic state of doing the format and carrying it out. Does this make your heart happy? Does it make those around you happy? There may be a combination of doing things that are meaningful that have been part of traditions, and also allowing yourself the space to do things new, more relaxed, simpler, even quieter. This time of year for nature is a drawing inward. The last autumn leaves are falling. The trees are bare. The sky is turning wintry. And it is a time that nature goes deep within to preserve resources and also to prepare for the coming spring. Without winter, without this time of deep contemplation and resourcing, there would be no spring in nature. So it is with you, dear ones. This time is often filled with parties and volume and lots of activity and running around. See if you can observe yourself this year coming back to your heart, coming back to what truly matters to you, and letting the other things go. We understand that there may be many who are weighing in on getting together plans. Simply stay true to your heart. And if there are things that you are doing that will genuinely please, for example, your family's hearts, this is a gift to you, and you may feel the blessing of this service and gift. We are simply reminding you of this time of holy days, sacred, precious, tender, close to your heart. Come from your heart during this time. It is a time of celebration, yes, and also of reflection. Come from your heart during these holy days, and you will experience a greater depth of joy and fulfillment and light during this time. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.